For thousands of years, the Yupik people of Alaska have depended on cultural traditions for their way of life. From one generation to the next, Yupik community leaders passed on their knowledge and skills to younger members of the tribe. Now, some of these traditions may prove helpful to fighting substance abuse, depression, and suicide within the Alaska Native community. Over the years, the lives of the Yupik people centered around the Kuskig, a house where many men lived and worked. Community celebrations were often held in the Kuskig. Most importantly, this also is where community leaders passed on their knowledge to the next generation. Our ancestors and grandfathers were like psychologists, said Billy Charles, a fisherman and former mayor of Eminac, a rural town in southwestern Alaska. They had a system of early childhood development in place, and with every teaching, they'd say, "It may not apply to you now, but later on in life, when you meet the challenge, you'll know what to do." Today, Charles serves as a researcher in the University of Alaska Fairbanks Center for Alaska Native Health Research. He works to prevent health problems such as drug abuse and suicide in Native communities. Research shows that Alaska Native youth have a greater risk for drug and alcohol abuse than any other population group in the state. In 2015, more children died from suicide than any other cause. The reasons have been linked to the shock of colonization. Russia established colonies in Alaska in the 18th century. In 1867, the United States purchased the territory from Russia. As with Native American children in other parts of the U.S., the government removed Alaska Native children from their families and placed them in Christian schools. There, the boys and girls were required to give up their language, culture, or religion. Today, Alaska Native communities face a number of problems: poverty, poor housing, underemployment, drug abuse, violence, and mental health issues. The location of villages is also an issue, noted Yvonne Peter, an administrator for rural community and Native education at the university. Peter is a Nitsai, Gwich'in, and Koyukon native from Arctic Village in northeastern Alaska. He told VOA that most Alaskan villages are very rural and not connected by roads. "For me to travel from Fairbanks to some of our villages, it's 2 days of travel and at least 3 different plane rides, sometimes costing as much as $2,000, Peter said. He added this creates many difficulties for people to find work or receive medical or behavioral health care. Climate change also creates problems for some communities, said Stacy Rasmus of the Center for Alaska Native Health Research. Alaska Native people are still very subsistence-based, very dependent on land-based food, Rasmus noted. She added that communities that hunt whales are finding it more dangerous to travel through ice, and some villages are having to move because they are losing land to rising ocean levels. However, Rasmus said not all Native Alaskans are at risk of drug addiction or suicide. Earlier research has shown that natives who are more connected to their traditional culture and language are less likely to take their own lives. Rasmus and Charles have developed a cultural-based training and teaching guide called the Kungasvik, the Yupik word for toolbox. Traditionally, Kungasviks were wooden boxes Yupik men used to keep tools and tobacco. They are designed to help young people build resiliency. The book, available online, has 36 activities based on Yupik traditions. One of them involves recreating the Kosgik to provide young people a way to connect with older community members. This can help them learn about their culture and history, develop life skills, and take part in community life. Our elders instruct us that we must gather together, hold hands, and form a circle around our youth, sheltering them from evil, said Josie Edmund in a video that is part of the Kungasvik. The point is to communicate to children that you are valuable members of our community and therefore have much to live for. This month, tribal representatives and mental health experts met with University of Alaska researchers for the first statewide gathering to celebrate and support community strengths. The goal of the meeting was to have experts come to share success stories and develop the best ways for improving mental health in Native communities. I'm Phil Dierking.